Anyway, Ashley Latsky is kind enough to join us today to talk about her campaign as she wants to join the Minnesota House. Ashley, thank you very much. I appreciate the time today.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. My absolute pleasure. Of course, you. Let's start off with who exactly is Ashley Latsky.
Well, I am. I live in Gaylord with my husband Kyle. We have two little kids, a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old. I am a part-time hairstylist. I'm a member of the Sibley County Library Board, and I help out with my children's school, the Sibley East Parent Community Organization. And I want to make some positive changes for my children's future.
You know, it's interesting, as we talk to a lot of Democrats who are now running in these Republican districts, one of the common themes that we do see is that, you know, we've had him in there, or this representative in power for how many years, and they're just not helping the community. They only seem to be there to be a rubber stamp for Kurt Dowd and the statewide party.
Correct. Yeah, my opponent has been in there for 8 years already. This is his fifth term he's working in, and I feel like he hasn't been doing much at all, to be honest.
Well,
so
no,
it's time to change that.
Oh, let's not forget, he was the one that needed to do gender databases in the state of Minnesota so that if you ever went into any bathroom, you had to swipe a gender card in any bathroom in the state, a program which, by our calculations, I think was somewhere around $700 to $800 billion to put into place with scanner cards and security and the database itself. That was one of his genius ideas. So, you're not exactly having the best leadership over there. Your perspective obviously gives you a very keen look into childcare and children's issues. Let's talk about some of the issues that you want to champion out there in that district, and let's start with the childcare and the schools. I mean, obviously, we've talked to a lot of outstate DFL candidates, and the school issue, the childcare issue, these are huge issues, especially as the cost is extraordinary, and when it comes to schools, the facilities are desperately needing upgrades.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. As a parent of young children myself, I have faced this child care crisis. My husband works full time. He is a robotic engineer and he works in Shakopee. So I work around his schedule part time, like evenings and weekends. But that's what makes it work for us. So one of us is always home with our kids, but not everyone is fortunate enough to have that opportunity. There's people who are on the same work schedule or single parents who don't have that option. And, you know, daycare takes up a huge chunk of your budget if you're, you know, not on a list waiting to get into childcare.
Well,
our school that my kids go to, they do have a childcare program for like preschool age and up, which is really helpful. We did get a brand new school, so they built room for that, but not every school has that option. But if people don't have daycare for their kids to go to, they're not going to work, and the employer is out of work for that day. So it makes a huge circle. So finding childcare is very important for all of us.
Well, and I just talked about it today. I mean, my daughter, that's MEA week, so they had conferences today. And, you know, there are a lot of parents that all of a sudden just to, you know, they have to have the program they have at the school for kids of working parents that are there. I mean, that's one thing you have to have, which is expensive and, you know, obviously not ideal, I think, for a lot of people, but they have to take advantage of it. And then, of course, you have the cases where you have, you know, conferences or stuff like that. You know, this is a tough problem. And if we don't come up with some better solutions for it than what we got right now, it's only going to get worse.
I completely agree. You know, there are places we could utilize better, like businesses. There's lots of businesses opening up childcare facilities for, you know, the parents that work there. Their kids can go to childcare there. Churches, they already have the room for Sunday school. They have, you know, everything set up, a kitchen and bathrooms and classrooms. They could utilize that and use that during the day, and that might help get people back into church as well.
I will say
there is a need for it.
One of the things we should mention, your district here, 18B, it is very agriculture. It's out on 212. Glencoe's in there, but it's a fairly large district. I mean, you don't see too many districts this big in this region.
It is a very big district. It's a very big farming district. Let's see. So I have all of Sibley County and most of McLeod. So I've got like half of Hutchinson. And I'm in Gaylord. So I go, it's all the way up to Winsted and over to Gibbon and Henderson. And there's 16 towns in there to cover. So it is a pretty big area, but a lot of farms to cover.
Yes. And as you're talking about farms, one of the things we've talked about with other DFLers running in the in outstate areas is that there is their fear in regards to this tariffs. And I mean, as a matter of fact, they were talking about farms to the west of the metro area and to the northwest of the metro area. They're the ones that right now are getting hit hardest by these tariffs in China. And it really is affecting the bottom line. I mean, these are farmers that are expecting to get return on investment for this year. And now there's some question on whether that's going to happen. Is that something you're seeing in 18B when you're going out in these communities?
Yes, that's what I am hearing. You know, prices started falling in the spring a little bit, and then when Trump administration started this tariff war, it definitely created a more of a crisis. And I'm hearing about it, and even with this bailout that they're getting, you know, I talked to a farmer, he's getting like a half a cent a bushel of corn to be in reimbursed, but he's out hundreds of thousands of dollars already in making money. So he's out lots of money, and I'm seeing this, and you know, it's causing a crisis, and there's a really high amount of suicide among farmers right now because of it. It's the highest they've seen in a while, and there's only 2 mental health care workers for the whole state of Minnesota that covers just farmers. So we need some more help and our farmers.
Has Gruenhagen said anything about this issue? I mean, obviously, this is this tariff issue, this lack of return on investment is a Trump-made problem. We had markets that were working fine. Trump basically wanted to play the big wheeler dealer. He got into this fight with China, which I don't think we really can necessarily win. China can go a lot further than we can in regards to hurting. And has your opponent said anything or condemned the current situation at all?
I haven't heard anything. I'm not quite sure. I doubt he has, honestly. You know, he's a very big Trump supporter and supports everything Trump does, which is too bad because he covers a lot of farmers, and that's who's hurting the most. Mm-hmm. And we need to make our farmers our priority.
If I was a farmer, I would be very concerned when you look at, you know, China making deals with Argentina and Brazil to supply soybeans. Obviously, that's our market. And if those deals go through without us getting some kind of, you know, resolution that's going to be positive, which I just don't think we can, you know, it's going to be interesting to see why he kept his mouth so shut, because Murano's truth is this is something this is a man-made problem that we did not need to create. And it's his best buddy that basically put it forward.
I completely agree. I'm sorry, I'm blinking.
Healthcare. You wanted to talk about affordable healthcare, and because this is another thing too. And as a matter of fact, I would say I don't care where the district is, in the city, in the suburbs, in the outstate part, in Duluth, Rochester, St. Cloud, Moorhead. Everyone says the same thing. You're doing door knocking. The first thing you're hearing is healthcare.
Yeah, the first thing at almost every single door has been healthcare. People just simply can't afford it. You know, the premiums are too high and prescriptions are way too expensive. And my opponent voted to give over $500 million back to insurance companies. But get this, he sells health insurance. So I feel it's a conflict of interest, and I feel every Minnesotan deserves affordable health care. We should be able to go to the doctor for medical procedures and not worry about the cost. You know, we could base it on on your income to make it a little more affordable. Well, we can get the care we need.
A conflict of interest. No, that's, you know, there's no like A, B to C to D. This is just A to B. That's a clear conflict of interest. Holy cow. And you know, I think one of the things that your district unfortunately represents is this failure that we have with Republican leadership. And whether it's the omnibus prime bill from last year, where there was half of that bill most of the legislature agreed on, had signatures, had Governor Dayton willing to sign it, and yet the Republicans refused to do individual bills as the Constitution mandates, and instead wrapped it into one big bill to try to get the governor to sign off on a bunch of unattractive stuff that they wanted to get passed. And then you got the, you know, people like this who, that everything is an ulterior motive. I mean, oh, I'm against health care. By the way, health care for all, or affordable health care for all being helped through the government. By the way, I sell private health insurance. Or, oh, well, we're going to have our crops are you know, are cavitating. We're not getting any decent prices off our crops. And it's a problem created by your guy. And instead of saying anything, you just basically keep quiet and say, I love Trump. I mean, I think that it epitomizes, Grünhagen epitomizes where the failures have happened with the Republicans in the state. And this is why we absolutely have to have you and a DFL majority in St. Paul.
I completely agree. You know, even Republicans around here, I'm stopping at almost every single door. You know, I'm trying to get there, but I am hearing from Republicans that are sick of him and they need somebody else in there. So I want to be that person in there, a little more moderate, not so far off to the right like he is.
Well, and one of the things we should make sure we mention is that, you know, Ashley, she has a very large district. We have three more weekends before Election Day. How has the door knocking been going for you? Have you gotten to a lot of the communities?
I've gotten to a good number of them. You know, getting out in the middle of nowhere is probably my biggest challenge. And finding a lot of help is a big challenge. You know, people have been super helpful. But, you know, I could use more help. I really could. It's such a big district. I'm trying to get everywhere. But, you know, I take my kids with me, and they're little and boys. So trying to get a lot of it done has been a big challenge for me, but I'm trying to get out there and getting as much done as I can.
Ashley Latsky.
So I do need more help.
Ashley Latsky, a working mom who is out there taking her kids. We need to get to 18B and help her. Now, if you are in a safe Democratic district, great. Help your local Democrat, of course. But 18B, it's not that far west. It's just on the other side of, kind of on Belle Plaine. It's out past London New Spicer that way. Get out and your Glencoe. It's not that far away. Get out there, give her a hand, help her door knock. If you can make a donation, please do, because you know it's people like Ashley. Because Ashley, what you're doing is you're keeping these Republicans. You're putting them back on their heels. This is a Democrat year. There's going to be a blue wave, and you being down there fighting the good fight. I mean, that's Democratic Farm Labor, DFL, and you are putting the good fight out there. Let's see if we can get some help down to you so you can possibly flip that district.
I would appreciate as much help as I can get. And I appreciate you reaching out to me. This is wonderful. I can't thank you enough.
Oh, my pleasure. Ashley Latsky, Latzke. Ashley Latsky for House. That's Ashley Latzke for House.com. I'll link to everything on social media a little bit later on. And Ashley, all my best. Thank you very much. You're being Democrat of the Day for 18B.
Thank you very much, Matt.
My pleasure. Ashley Latsky joining us. We'll take a break. When we do return, Katie Testman is going to join us. We're going to talk about her book, which we've already talked to her once before, but a new award and event coming up tonight. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.